And you heard it right there. We're now joined by attorney Jeremy Geller from the Chicago law firm of Trapp and Geller, personal injury attorneys. Jeremy, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Good to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
You love what you do, don't you?
I do love what I do. I love helping people out.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I mean, people come to you maybe often after the worst day of their life or one of the worst days of their lives, not knowing what to do, and you navigate them through that process.
Absolutely. You know, I get calls from people who are really in trouble and worried, and my job is to help them feel comfortable through the process and make sure that they get what they need medically and monetarily for their injuries.
Not only what they need, but often, I mean, always, it's what they deserve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about, because I've teed this up, and you and I started talking during the commercial, and I'm like, we got to save this for on air because it's fascinating. What happens if you're in an accident? I know every accident is different, and it's impossible to go through every scenario, but you were even telling me off the air that the things that you say to the other person are important. So walk us through a little bit of what the do's and don'ts are, I guess.
You know, I represent the injured people, okay, and oftentimes the other person could come up to my client and say, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that statement is something that could be used against the other driver in court.
Regardless if a police officer's there to hear it or anything along those lines.
Indeed, okay, and it's what's called a statement against interest, and it's got a high level of reliability, so the courts allow those statements to be said in court, and it's important that on both ends, that people know what to say and what not to say.
Right. And I mean, that's huge. Obviously, you know, you're fighting for people that may have been injured by that car. So you don't want to give away too many of the secrets. But I think even the injured person doesn't want to say, oh, I walked against the light. I know the signal wasn't there for me or whatever the case may be. So even things like that, stay away from any admission on the scene of the what happened.
Avoiding an admission is always good advice. Indeed. Yes.
That's got to be hard because I think some people genuinely feel guilt when something happens, but I think that there are examples where maybe you, let's say I'm in a car and I pull out in front of another vehicle and they hit me. And maybe in that moment I'm thinking, oh boy, I pulled in front of that car. That's my fault. But we don't know the circumstances. Maybe that car was going 25 miles over the limit, right? There are examples where even if you feel like you're guilty, you aren't.
Well, it's human nature. Sometimes you get into an accident and people go up to each other. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you want to avoid saying, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you. Are you okay?
Right.
Okay. Because that I didn't see you or, oh, gosh, man, I thought I had enough speed to get through the intersection.
Right.
Those are the things that can be held against
you. I thought I had my turn signal on, but maybe I didn't. That's no good either.
Look, everything has exceptions, and there's ways to keep stuff in and keep stuff out of evidence.
Right.
And so that's what you're trying to avoid.
So what should you do if you are injured or you're in an accident? Like, what's the steps that you should go through?
If you are injured and you are in an accident, you want to make sure that the police show up to the scene. You want to get it documented on a police report, and then you want to get help. You want to call a lawyer because you want to get guided as to how you should handle the case. You do not want to speak to an insurance company. You do not want to give a statement to an insurance company.
Even your own insurance company.
Even if it's your own insurance company. Because if the other car that you're against does not have insurance, then your own insurance becomes the entity that you're going to try and get money from. Okay. And so you might think they're your insurance and they're there to
help
you.
They're in your corner, yeah.
But they become your adversary. Okay. And whatever you say to them, okay, will be used against you.
That is fascinating because you're right. I think that, and we see it by all the commercials that they're there with us, and we think, oh, they're going to be fighting that other guy and that insurance company for me, which they may if that other person has great insurance. But if not, we have no idea in those initial moments what has happened. So you just call them and let them know what's happened, or do you get the attorney first and you let them handle it?
Best advice is you get an attorney, let the attorney do all the talking. Okay, let the attorney put your insurance on notice, let the attorney put their insurance on notice. Let the attorney help you get your vehicle fixed, get a rental, and deal with all of that stuff that you don't know how to do right at the outset.
Even if, let's say you're in a situation where you have any doubt that you might have an injury, right? Because I think a lot of people experience things, they get in a car accident, they feel okay, and then it's a lingering thing, or it happens days or weeks later. I guess if there's any doubt, go that route.
If there is any doubt, get help and get advice.
By the way, I can't believe I said, if you're in any doubt, go that route. That was pretty good, Jeremy.
Yeah, that's a good line. We might use it, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so call a lawyer. And what other things are you guys able to do? Not only you obviously contact insurance, but what sort of tools do you have that you might be able to FOIA, get information for, that the average Joe or John like me is not going to be able to do?
In today's technology day and age, there is often a video of an accident, whether it's somebody's Ring camera from their home, a traffic light camera, police responding with a body worn camera. If you're able to get involved in the case early on, you can often preserve such evidence.
Because it gets deleted often.
It does get deleted. And,
right.
You know, whether it's having a good investigator go out and sort of canvas the area, talk to homeowners, talk to businesses to see if there's security cameras, Ring cameras, any type of closed circuit camera, and you can preserve that video. The amount of videos that you're able to get today that eliminate somebody else's version of the accident, very strong evidence. Very strong.
You know, I'm in like neighborhood Facebook groups, and I'll often see someone say, I was in an accident. Does anyone have a Ring camera? I guess that's one way to go. But like, you want a lawyer on your side who knows the ways to actually get it, right?
Through FOIA, through FEMA, through Department of Homeland Security. There's a variety of different places that have cameras. And also on the vehicles themselves. Most modern vehicles, I think 2005 on forward, have some sort of black box type device. All commercial trucks have black boxes and GPS. And if you're able to get that box examined and the data pulled, you can find out the speed, the braking, what they call events that are recorded. And that's very important in establishing liability.
Does your advice in terms of like call a lawyer, don't make these statements, change at all? Or is it just your job changes if it's a truck that hits you, a bus, a city department bus? I mean, those are obviously different cases, but should everyone continue just to follow the exact same rules that we've outlined so far?
Yes, they should. Okay. Getting help right from the outset. Okay. If I get a case the day it happens or the day after it happens, my ability to get everything and help somebody is so much greater than if somebody calls a month, 2 months later, where they say, you know, my back was hurting. I waited a couple weeks. I wanted to see if it would get better. And now I have this lingering problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The medical is one element, but establishing fault is always very important right from the get-go.
So follow the same rules, reach out to you guys, reach out to a lawyer, obviously get the medical help you need. But then your job changes depending on if it's a truck, an Uber, a bus, right? I mean, those are complications or extenuated circumstances that you're dealing with, especially if you're dealing with a trucking company. They're going to have a billion lawyers on their side. You want one on your side, too.
Indeed. You know, big trucking companies with big insurance policies, they handle cases differently than, somebody's personal vehicle with a smaller State Farm or an Allstate type thing locally.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll chat more about stuff. But in case anyone's leaving the car right now, traplaw.com. That's TRAPP law.com. That's where you want people to go, right?
Indeed.
Two P's and trap. Traplaw.com to reach Jeremy Geller and the folks over there at Trap and Geller. More after this here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association on WGN. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. It's 11:22 on this Saturday morning. Home Sweet Home Chicago after Northwestern basketball, which is what we're taking you up to at 11:45, the pregame show with Dave Ennett. Attorney Jeremy Geller, still here from the Chicago law firm Trapp and Geller, personal injury attorneys. And let's talk about uninsured motorist coverage. I want everyone today, your assignment, listeners, is to figure out exactly what sort of insurance you have. And what should they make sure that they have as part of that, Mr. Geller?
Great question. When people get insurance, they get insurance thinking that they want to protect themselves in case they cause an accident with somebody else, in case somebody sues them. That's one element of it. But the more important element of insurance is underinsured or uninsured coverage. This is coverage that protects you, your children, your family, and anybody that lives with you from any accident that occurs in any way with a vehicle. So if you get into an accident with somebody and they cause it and they only have $25,000 of coverage or no coverage, you can utilize your own insurance policy to provide coverage for yourself and money for your injuries. If you get into an accident with a drunk driver who flees the scene, you can use your own policy. If you get into an accident with somebody it's just a hit and run, you can use your own policy. If your kid is biking down the street, not in a car, and they get hit, you can use your own policy. If your kids are in somebody else's car, your neighbor's car, going to a soccer game, you can use your own coverage. So this is it's really the most powerful portion of insurance, and it's the reason we have it.
Is it on, like, if I look at my card that's sitting in my car, will it normally say that, or do I have to dive deep into the policy to look?
What's called your declarations page. Mm-hmm. Okay, the first number is, let's say you have $25,000 over $50,000. Mm-hmm. The first number is what any one person can collect in an accident. The second number is what any one accident can pay out to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, so if there's 10 people hurt, the most that there is $50,000. So a lot of people have 25 over 50.
That doesn't sound like enough to me.
It's not enough.
Okay.
Okay. For 25 over 50, you might pay $1,000 a year. Okay. To get $250,000 over $500,000, you probably pay another $250 a year.
Total.
For 10 times the amount of coverage.
So $10 a month, essentially. Or no, probably $15 to $20 more a month to get 10 times the coverage?
10 times the coverage. Okay. And it provides coverage to everybody in your house in any type of accident related to a vehicle. It's the reason that you have coverage. People often say, well, gosh, what else could I have done to get more money? This is the only thing that you could do to get more money.
Okay. All right. So that's the that's one line on the declaration page. And then the underinsured thing will be somewhere in there too?
Well, whatever the liability limits are, okay, that's how high your underinsured coverage could be.
Okay.
Okay. So underinsured is if the other guy has 25 and your injuries are beyond that, okay, that guy is underinsured to your injuries. So you can use the excess of yours. So if you've got $250,500 and he has 25, there's an additional $225,000 of coverage.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
If the other guy has none, then you use all of yours.
Okay. So best case scenario, look at that declarations page. Do it today. Call your agent if you need to on Monday or send them an email, right? Because we want to find out this answer.
If you're listening and you're driving right now and you're thinking, what can I do to protect myself and to protect my family in case anybody gets into an accident? It's to increase your underinsured, uninsured policy limits. Okay, you want $250,000 because that's what protects you in case something really happens.
Yeah, I think it's like most things. Everyone assumes nothing like that will happen to them, and they look at the prices and they go, oh, that one saves me a little money here, not realizing the drastic differences in coverage that happen.
And most commercial insurance companies will offer up to $1 million, okay, and it gets a little pricier the higher you go, but the more coverage you have, the more protection you have, and medical bills and injuries, those totals add up.
All right. Speaking about what's happening in courts, obviously we've had a couple of years of this COVID-19 pandemic. I think everyone's aware of that. Have you seen many trials? When are you getting back into the courtroom?
Well, you know, there were no trials for a while.
Right.
A good 16 months, the courts were closed for generally most trials.
Right.
At least civil trials. Recently, in October, the courts started rescheduling trials. I would say that since December, trials have been going on in Cook County at the Daly Center.
Is it a huge backlog people are working through?
It is a very large backlog. There are cases that were set before COVID began, and all of those cases got paused, and they're kind of trying their best to go chronologically, starting from the end, moving forward. So a lot of cases have been put on pause in that regard. Okay, I would say that now things are really starting to get back. My office, we have half a dozen trials that are now set and moving forward. But it was a challenging year for sure.
It's hard to do your job too, right? Like, you like to be in the room with people.
You know, being in the room, we did a lot of Zoom depositions and a lot of Zoom court, okay? And it moved cases forward, but the ability to look somebody in the eye when you ask them a pointed question, you know, to see them fidget, to see them not answer the question, with confidence, you don't get that by being at home at your computer. You can't see their whole body. I kind of liken it to going to a concert, okay? You can listen to a song on the radio, but if you are at the concert, okay, there is a whole different live experience than being at home.
Yeah, and I imagine it's the same way for the jury too, right? They're going to be able to see things. If someone is lying on the stand or sneaking around the truth or whatever you want to say, there's certain body emotions that they do, and juries pick up on that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, and that's why some attorneys had made a play for doing Zoom trials to keep the wheel turning, okay? But there is no replacement for live testimony and live jurors being able to just witness everything.
Yeah, for sure. No, you want to see that in person. All right. So who should be reaching out to you? Who do you help? Who should be memorizing your website?
We handle all injury cases, car accidents, slip and falls, medical malpractice, animal attacks, dog bites, workers' compensation, products liability, any injury, you call me and we'll help you out.
Yeah. And I really just want to stress the importance of it. I know that, you know, certain, we always make jokes. There's lawyer jokes everywhere. It's not a joke. And like you told me on the air, until you need one, someone like you representing me or anyone out there, I mean, you're fighting for what you deserve, right?
We're fighting for what you deserve. We're fighting for what you need. And we're fighting for what you don't even know exists. Okay? Mm-hmm. Some people call and they're not sure, like this underinsured motorist coverage,
right.
Okay, medical benefits, okay, trying to do two things. One, maximize what you get on the case and minimize what needs to be paid back, whether it's to health insurance, whether it's to workers' comp insurance, okay. Whoever covers the medical bills typically has a right to get money back, and a lawyer's job is to minimize that right of recovery so that the injured person gets the most for what they need.
For sure. All right, Jeremy Geller from Trapp & Geller, traplaw.com. That's TRAPP law.com. Trap with two P's, law.com. Jeremy, it's been great to chat with you.
John, appreciate it.
I didn't even get you to answer the sink question. We are out of time, so we'll have to rely on what Jonathan said earlier, or people can listen to David Hochberg a little later on. Have a good one, okay?
You take care.
All right, appreciate that. Time for the news on WGN.